What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, by the sound of the music, you're going to know what we're getting into here. This is a rare moment, but this is also a big night for one Rico Beer. David, hit the music. Football's dead. What else do we got? The hot pile of magma known as college hoops. Rico Beard.
Mike, David, how about a little college hoops?
Oh, boy.
Blitz. Well, let's just start right here in the Big Ten. After tonight, there could be one team tied for first or two because you got Purdue going to Michigan, followed by MSU hosting Indiana, Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State all sitting there in the Big Ten with two losses.
Is there a question in there? What am I supposed to answer here? Or is this just like factual?
No, this is factual, but at the end of the night, the question is, will there be one team?
Got it.
Or will there be two teams sitting at the top?
One. Michigan turns the ball over too much to beat really good teams. What Dusty May has done is wonderful, and they're good. But if you're trying to beat elite teams, you can't turn it over 16 times and win.
No, you're right about that. And that Indiana game is what scared me. Indiana's not a good team.
I've heard that.
Yet, that game came down to the last 5 minutes, and it shouldn't have. That scared me. So I'm going to say no.
Michigan. How about Michigan breaking the balls of bettors back-to-back games? You were laying 5.5 last weekend. Uh-oh, as the time expires, you blow to cover. Mm-hmm. And the other night, same thing happened.
Three-quarter court.
Meaningless
shot.
Welcome to college hoops.
Can Michigan extract revenge over Purdue? The last time Michigan lost, Purdue blew them out of the water at Mackey. Games here. Can Michigan get their revenge tonight?
No.
I don't think so. I just don't think so. Sorry, Michigan just doesn't have enough.
They don't have the guard play. That's my biggest problem.
That's the problem. Yes.
Up the road later on tonight at 9 p.m. on Peacock.
Oh, great.
Let's go Indiana.
Both games.
Nothing says big game, big sport like
Peacock. Michigan State hosting Indiana. If Michigan State wins this game, Tom Izzo becomes the all-time Big Ten winningest coach with 354 wins. Will we see a celebration tonight?
Jeez, I hope so. Indiana blows.
I will say this. Yes, but it feels, we talk about the script all the time for the NFL. Mm-hmm. This feels like a script.
It does.
Because he's going to beat the record against Indiana.
Well, and let's take it another step. His very first Big Ten win.
Against Indiana.
So, speaking of Indiana, before we get to some SEC hoops, which is really exciting.
Yeah, the only good conference, you mean?
Yeah, because the ACC blows.
The ACC's terrible. By the way, State's an 11-point favorite tonight.
Yeah.
You lose tonight. Good God, shut it down.
Well, believe it or not, they were, an 8.5-point favorite against Oregon. It took
the first half. Because I started watching the game late first half. I go, wow, they're getting drilled. Poor Rico. Then in the second half, it's like the New York Knicks came out and dropped a bomb on Oregon.
Mike, you know what it was? What do you always say? If you can hit threes, you can win. You know how many threes they had in the first half?
Zero.
They had 10.
Oh, Oregon, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you can't make them, you're going to lose.
And you know how many they had in the second half? They finished with 10.
Oh, dear.
They didn't hit another one after the buzzer at the first half. We all know Mike Woodson, Indiana's coach, has said he's stepping down at the end of the year. Where should Indiana look? Should they do the whole, we're going to go and, you know, keep the band together? Or should Indiana just go outside and find somebody who can fix this thing? And on the second part, is Indiana even still that blue blood program?
No. No, I've said this to you off the air. I may as well say it on the air. It's the most overrated job in America. I don't care what happened 30 years ago. These kids weren't alive. Everybody can pay players, so you're definitely not sweet. Indiana needs to hire the best basketball coach they can. And look, they spent. They got Balo, a kid from Arizona. But it's not this, we need a Hoosier man or somebody who Bobby Knight once punched in the face. No. Who's the best coach you can hire? But I don't even think it's that good of a job. And I'm not trying to be slanderous. No, in today's landscape, St. John's is a better job. Why? Money. Rick Pitino's got St. John's cooking. Yeah. So Indiana's got to make a decision. I don't know. I've just seen so many guys go there who were supposed to be good, and they all die.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Georgetown basketball.
Yes,
1,000%. Used to be this name, yep. Not anymore.
I view it the same way as UCLA. John Wooden's dead, y'all. I don't care.
Last time I heard,
yes. Your facilities are trash.
See, Mike, the answer to your question, or to that question saying that they're not a blue blood, is the reason why they should get someone from their program, because they think they're a blue blood. So they should getting someone from their past.
All right, great. Then they're gonna come after your coach. Is that what you want?
No, that's not what I want.
I was about to say, David, see, I wasn't even trying to go down that road.
Not what I want. But they feel special, so they want to feel special. The only way to do that is get someone that knows their program.
Michigan feels the heat. That's why I think they're trying to rework Dusty's contract. Because
that's a mistake.
At the end of this season,
let him go.
It's only a $4 million buyout, which to Indiana, that ain't that much.
These deals are such a joke. The idea that Dusty May's been here 9 months and he could sign a new deal
elsewhere. It's monopoly money. It's fake.
It's crazy. Just like we asked the players to have to stay at a certain place for more than a year, so should the coaches. Act like an adult, all right? You moved your family.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Well, it's funny, Mike, because you talk about college hoops and money. Tell me what these teams have in common. Indiana, Syracuse, Rutgers, Arkansas, Georgetown, North Carolina.
What do they all have in common?
Mm-hmm.
They all suck?
You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Won championships?
As of right now, none would be in the NCAA tournament.
No, and first of all, you want to talk about a school that needs a coach? North Carolina has got to launch Hubert Davis out of a cannon. Here's the stat. I got a good power stat for you. Last 3 years, do you know what UNC under Hubert Davis is against, what is it, tier one, group one, what do they call it, opponents?
Quad one.
They have played 22 games against quad one opponents. Do you know what their record is?
Well, I know they beat Duke a bunch of times 1 year. Let's go 10 and 12.
I'll go 8 wins.
2 and 20.
I was trying to be nice. 2 has got to be the Duke, right?
Are you kidding me?
All I can tell you is the opponents have.
Sending Coach K home packing is the only. Wow.
Yep.
That's a great stat by you.
I try.
Okay. Mike, one of the hottest teams and the longest winning streaks in college hoops right now, it's not Duke. They lost theirs. St. John's, I was about to call them the Red Men. The Red Storm tells you how long I've been following St. John. Rick Pitino. Is Rick Pitino the long-term solution for St. John's, or will he end up going to another school pay him more money? Like in Indiana.
He ain't going nowhere. He took the St. John's gig. He was happy at Iona because he gets to golf at Bethpage. He wants to be where he is. He's well taken care of, and let's face it, you can keep a plant eligible at St. John's. They got the money. They got the boosters engaged. Huge horse owner, Mike Rapoli, is a big part of St. John's NIL collective. They got the goods. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and they're cooking.
They
don't have to worry about nothing. Plus, he's 100. He wants to be near the track. He wants to be near the golf. And, hey, I need $4 million for a player. I don't even know his name. Done. He rules the roost. Keep him away from the Italian bistros.
Well, Indiana's not that far from Louisville.
After hours, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
Indiana's not that far from Louisville. He can get to the track.
It's not happening.
Just fucking...
Guys, this weekend, number one is going to face number two. Used to be a great football game.
The Iron Bowl.
Alabama.
Wild.
Auburn. Going to be facing each other. Auburn is number one. Alabama is number two.
NBA basketball.
And then tonight, you have Tennessee, Kentucky hosting Tennessee.
Woo!
I guess the question is this. With the SEC sitting there with five teams in the current top 10, mm-hmm. really the top 8.
Yes.
How did the SEC get this good and just pass everybody by? Because remember, they only cared about football, and now they've taken over hoops.
Money. That's all. It just means more. It's money. And let's face it, just because, in football, Ohio State won a title. Hold on. Basketball, I got 5 people on the field. I don't have a 100-man roster. I don't have a 2-deep. I can spend whatever I want and bring in the best players, and you know it. Way easier to do it in hoops. Like tonight, or Saturday, you'll watch Auburn and Bama. Up to half the shots will be 3-pointers. Both teams want to play the same way. They play fast. SEC is elite, man.
Now, I know neither one of you went. If you're an SEC person, Kenny, do you care more about basketball or football? Which do you think the SEC cares more about? Because right now, they're a lot more better in basketball.
Football by a mile.
Yeah,
football by a country.
And basketball is nothing but a cocktail napkin. Come on, man.
They're really good at it.
I know they are, but they don't care. The Hayseeds need the field. They need the football.
They'll be watching the spring game over any NCAA game of their team in March, April.
Nate Oates Blazers for the win.
Once again, Duke lost the game. Cooper Flagg had the ball at the end of the game. He slips.
He fell.
He falls. Should Cooper Flagg, is this going to hurt his stock in the NBA that he can't finish games against Kentucky, against Kansas, and now at Clemson?
He's a kid. No.
Just buy some better shoes. You'll be fine.
It reminded me when Zion's shoes kept blowing up.
Yeah. He'll get another shoe deal somewhere, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, but now we realize he was putting the, you know, like centrifugal force of a truck on those things.
That's true, too. Finally, were you happy to see Dick Vitale back? He was doing the commentary.
No.
I am happy that he's healthy.
That's not what he asked.
Hold on.
You don't need to be PC.
Hold on. I am happy that he's healthy, happy that he's returned. I didn't care.
Thank you.
Return to that game on
Retire.
Saturday.
Spend what time you got left with your family, Dick.
Thank you. You've gone through the health issue. Why come back?
You've had cancer 4 times. How much do you hate your family? You're at Duke Clemson. Go home. Enjoy your life. You're done.
Maybe he just needs to get out the house.
So he's stony. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy he's healthy. I don't ever need to see him call a game again. He's been terrible for 15 years.
All right, that's our College Hoops Blitz 97.1.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.